It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Hi, Jamie Lee. How you going?
Good to be with you, Laura.
Yeah, good to be with you too. How's your day going so far?
Oh, a bit quieter than earlier in the week, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying it. Nice sunshine here in Auckland.
That it is. It's beautiful out. So, we're going to jump into it. Auckland's petrol tax, why is it so wrong in your opinion?
It's so wrong because the council should be controlling their costs first. The Auckland Council, their budgets and their expenditures have been going up and up every year. In the last 4 years, it's gone up by $800 million. Phil Gough said when he was elected, not before the election, but after the election too, that he wanted to see the council save 3% to 6% in their expenses. If he could just save 4%, that would fund the same amount as the regional petrol tax. So our argument is if Phil Gough was able to keep his election promise, then the council wouldn't need to tax people more. On top of that, we shouldn't be expecting people to front up with more money when the council has the ability to fund it themselves. Phil Gough went into an election, and when he was elected mayor, he had the solution. We think you should stick to that. The fuel tax also, it's pretty regressive. It hurts those that are on low incomes the most. And I've seen some analysis that suggests that people that live much further away from the CBD, that have very fuel inefficient cars, they're likely to pay about 200% of what the average person pays. And that just isn't right.
Mm. So in a press release from Phil Twyford, he said that Jamie Lee Ross's plan to scrap light rail and make regional New Zealand pay for Mill Road would leave them with $2 billion in the hole for Auckland Transport's budget. What do you have to respond to that?
Oh, well, Phil Twyford's just wrong on that. Mill Road is the road that we were going to designate as a state highway. But Phil Twyford is taking $5 billion out of state highways that go into the whole country, and he's putting that into the tramways in Auckland and Wellington. Our view on light rail and trams is that when the population is there to service them, then that's when you go ahead with it. But when there's an opportunity to protect the route and put in place a more cost-effective option like a busway, that's what we should be doing first. So Phil Twyford is probably going with the most expensive public transport option that's out there. There's more cost-effective options, which means you can also spend money on the rest of the region too. So, hey, Phil Twyford's playing politics. That's kind of what happens in Parliament. When it comes to Auckland, I think people just want to be ensuring that the council's operating efficiently, that they're not being charged more, and that they're still going to get transport systems. And that's what was happening when the council and government, the last government, got together and came up with a range of plans.
Mm. So National's resource spokesperson Jonathan Young made the comment that government needs to stop adding massive new taxes to fuel because it can't run a country's books properly. Now, National Party put petrol tax up 17 cents per litre during the last stint in government to fund roads in the Waikato. How is this any different?
National put up fuel taxes by 17 cents over 9 years. That's correct. There's inflationary pressures on those budgets. The current government's wanting to put up fuel prices by 25 cents in 3 years. I think that they're going much, much further than we did. With Jonathan Young, and I agree with him on this, the government's currently talking up a big game when it comes to BP and fuel prices and how they're set around the country. But the biggest influencer on fuel prices this year, next year and the year after is going to be extra government taxes. So I think it's a bit rich for Megan Woods, the Minister of Energy, to be talking about problems with fuel prices when the government themselves are going to be ramping up fuel prices on New Zealanders. We don't think it's necessary. Again, like I've said, they're going with the most expensive public transport option. It will cost literally billions. We've seen cost blowouts in overseas countries where they are putting in place light rail, and we just don't have the population to service it yet. So there's better options out there that doesn't require a whole lot more tax.
Mm. Well, last March, Simon Bridges was starting a route protection for light rail, saying it's a significant step for Auckland and we need to secure better transport options for Aucklanders. This is appearing as kind of a rift between your party.
No, not at all. And I agree with him. What you do is you protect the route, you designate it, you purchase property, and then you put in place the most cost-effective option available. Simon Bridges wasn't going to rush ahead with light rail anytime soon. He agrees that buses are a way that you can put in place mass transit in a more cost-effective manner than putting in place light rail. But most importantly, When it comes to where you want to put a mass transit route, you have to designate it and you have to protect it. And so taking steps early on that is important. And I think, you know, one of the problems we've had in Auckland for decades is we don't protect routes properly. We go and allow development to happen, then we have to go and buy a whole lot of houses. Getting in place route protection early is the right thing to do. And that's really what the government should be doing now, and considering the most cost-effective options, which are the buses.
Mm. So jumping back to our conversation about Energy Minister Megan Woods being disdainful towards fuel companies' pricing of fuel, what are your thoughts with that?
Well, I think it does need serious investigation. The Commerce Commission needs some more powers to do some market studies, and they're effectively continuing the work we were doing. I think it was June last year, before the election, we announced that we were going to pass some new laws to give the Commerce Commission market study powers. They've effectively picked that work up. They're doing it a bit differently to how we would have done it, but they're putting in place laws to give the Commerce Commission market study powers. That way the Commerce Commission can properly investigate how prices are being set and then report back. And that report back will give some options on what we could do as a country, if anything. I think it's wrong for us as politicians, both red and blue, to try and make suggestions on what should happen to prices before we get good quality information. And governments launching into setting prices is not something you want to see happening regularly, and there has to be good information there. So giving the Commerce Commission market study powers is the right thing to be doing, and that's effectively what we started the process before the government changed at the election.
That sounds like quite a long process when we've had that report in December showing that petrol prices in New Zealand were the highest in the OECD, and that's before taxes applied. Don't you think something could be done sooner rather than spending lots and lots of time to research the market?
I think if politicians and the state are going to launch into regulating prices, which is something that would have to be considered if you wanted to take some steps, then, you know, you've got to have some good quality information. It's not something a country should do lightly. One of the other things to consider here, though, is sunlight is a good form of disinfectant. And the information that's now out there in the public, and what BP's been embarrassed over, and what the public now know, will lead to a lot more questioning by the media and by the public over what fuel companies are doing. So I think the media are doing their job well at the moment in highlighting these issues. I think the government needs to reconsider the taxes they're putting on New Zealanders, because that's far more damaging than any sort of fuel price changes by 5 or 10 cents a litre. The government's putting in place 25 cents a litre fuel taxes on the country. That's really high, and that's not necessary.
Well, I don't believe it's been set at that, has it yet? I think it was up to 25%, correct?
Up to 25 cents a litre, that's right. They've gone out there and said that they're consulting on these fuel tax increases. When you add together the regional fuel tax and the fuel excise tax plus GST, you get 25 cents a litre.
Mm. All right, so just jumping on to the Waka jumping bill, can you give a bit more explanation about what that is for people who don't know?
It's a law so Winston Peters can kick out members of parliament that disagree with him too much in his party. It's a law that he's wanted for a long time. It was one of the bottom lines for a coalition agreement. We agree with what the Green Party has said for many, many years, which is that it's anathema to democracy. It's the voters that elect members of parliament, and it's the voters that should be able to determine whether members of parliament get to stay. And if a member of parliament goes and changes party because of a big disagreement, then they're accountable to the voters at the end of the day. So we thoroughly disagree with Winston Peters. Every submitter to the select committee opposes the law as well. And there's some very intelligent academics and some very well thought out submissions that have gone in there that have said that what Winston Peters wants is very wrong. And I just think in a democratic country, a first world country like ours, we don't need a law where party leaders effectively, without much recourse back to the voters, have the ability to kick out members of parliament from their party and kick them out from parliament as well. It's not just their own party. It's a member of parliament would be removed from the parliament at a party leader's whim. That's just wrong.
Mm. That bill was a part of coalition talks during negotiation stage. Do you think that was problematic?
Oh, I think there's a number of very uncomfortable situations that Labor and Green MPs have put themselves into. This is one of them. Coalition negotiations, it's a matter of give and take. This is a very, very big take from the New Zealand First Party, and it questions how democratic our country is. And when a party leader can remove a member of parliament from the national legislature using a law like this, it's just plain wrong. And every submitter to the select committee said that.
Winston Peters' argument is basically that the party vote sets proportionality of parliament. An MP leaving a party can distort whether the wishes of voters are being properly expressed. Do you think that holds any validity?
Not really, because an MP is accountable to the voters after the election. And, you know, if you were to follow that argument through to its conclusion, then you'd have to say, you know, Winston Peters and his party should carry out every policy they put to the electors as well. Well, clearly they're not. There's a whole lot that they've backtracked on. Winston Peters has had issues before where his method of being the party leader has led to a number of MPs falling out with him, and he doesn't want that to happen again. It's the law to protect one individual's authority over a political party. It's giving legislative authority to a party leader when MPs disagree with how the party's run.
Perfect. Okay, well, that was all my questions. I hope you have a really good day, Jamie Lee.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Talk to you too. Bye. All right, so I'm going to play you.
The Wire.